You're awake. You know something about your ADHD. Learn more with TED Talks. Kind of like TED Talks, but half the length. A different expert every day of ADHD Awareness Month. Brought to you by ADDA, the Attention Deficit Disorder Association. Longest running support organization for adults with ADHD, just like you. You're awake, and now you'll have even more knowledge thanks to ADDA at add.org. Enjoy.
Hello, and welcome to TED Talks with ADDA. I am Anita Robertson, a relationship therapist and the author of ADHD and Us, and I am so excited ADDA invited me to be with you today. In ADHD relationships, communication can be tricky because things get misinterpreted frequently. This is because most of us were taught that paying attention is sitting still in order to listen, and then on top of that, remember what we heard. Partners will start to believe that their ADHDer doesn't care about what they say or that they even want to prioritize them. This happens when an ADHDer is on the go while the other is talking, maybe doing dishes or laundry or scrolling on their phone or just looking restless. This can happen during important conversations or even a shared activity like watching TV. And an ADHDer is sitting still while talking, they often won't remember what they heard because looking like they're paying attention in the way that we were taught uses a lot of mental effort. One of the reasons that sitting still is challenging is because of our sensory systems. Now, everyone's sensory system needs the right input to stay regulated. It's kind of like eating. If you're hungry, it is harder to do anything. If you're overly full, it is also hard to do anything. And everyone needs a different amount of food for their body. And our sensory needs are similar. Sensory needs have to be met in order to engage in higher cognitive tasks like learning and listening. And if any of your sensory systems are not regulated, you are working a lot harder to do the task. Just like if you're hungry or tired. Your brain and body are not as efficient when a basic need isn't met. ADHDers have sensory differences, which vary from person to person because, hey, what is consistent with ADHD? This means we need different environments and tools to get our basic needs met in order to function well or remember what your partner just told you. So if you find it hard to sit still and listen, most likely your body is needing input to know where it is in space and stay upright, which is pretty important. This means ADHDers communicate best using different tools and in different environments. Many times, these tools are so simple, many dismiss them as unnecessary, but it actually makes a huge difference. So, I want you to take a moment and grab a water bottle or a glass. If you have ADHD, most likely you have several close by. All right, so grab your water bottle and hold it close to you. How heavy does it feel? Now extend your arm with the water bottle and hold it as far away from you as possible. Does it feel lighter or heavier? Which one is easier for you to do? Most likely holding it closer because it feels lighter, despite that you're doing the exact same activity of holding a bottle that weighs the same. Now, using sensory tools might feel silly or uncomfortable at first for you and your partner. However, when your sensory needs aren't being met, you are working so much harder than you need to be. It's just like carrying your water bottle at arm's length at all times, while your partner is carrying theirs close by. So when they think the task or communicating isn't that hard, it is because they're having a different experience than you are. So let's get you some tools that work for your brain and body to make communication and tasks easier. We all learned about our five senses in school, but probably not the three hidden sensory systems. I'm going to go over two today and share both individual and partner sensory tools for that system. All right, so first let's feel it. I want you to look at your environment and make sure there are no objects you might fall on. Now, once you're in a clear space, take a moment and stand on one foot. How's your balance? Good? Not good? It's going to vary from person to person. Okay, take a break, both feet on the floor, and now I want you to stand on the foot again, but with your eyes closed. So what's happening? Is it harder for you to stay balanced? Well, that is your vestibular system at work, helping you stay balanced and know how fast you're moving in space. We often use our eyesight to support our vestibular system, which is why it's harder to keep our balance when our eyes are shut. Okay, so how does your vestibular system show up if it isn't getting the input that it needs? This often looks like running into people or tripping easily. Maybe your body tends to sway when standing or fidgeting a lot when you're sitting. Or maybe even shaking your leg or tapping your fingers. When your vestibular system doesn't have enough input, it also shortens your attention span because your body is needing to know how to keep you upright. That seems more important than whatever somebody else is telling you, right? All right. So this means that it's easier for ADHDers to miss things that their partner is saying. Their need for movement means that they're often doing something else when talking, which can be interpreted as not listening or value what the other person is saying. Sometimes fidgeting is dysregulating for the other person, or they interpret fidgeting as, hey, my person's bored with what I'm saying. So let's talk about the tools that can help with this. First, individual tools. Change up your seating. Yep, sitting on a yoga ball, a rocking chair, or even a wiggle seat is a great way to have a conversation or do a task while sitting that will feel good to you and your partner. I often have clients use a yoga ball in my office, and it makes a huge difference in the work we are able to do. Doing yoga, jumping on a trampoline, or cycling are great activities to get a lot of vestibular input. These are also great partner activities to do during or before an important talk. So what are the partner tools? My favorite one is walk and talks, especially outside. Walking and talking can make it easier to engage in conversation and remember what you're hearing because you're getting a lot of sensory input. The other one is car talks. You might notice that being in the car is another way to have really good conversations as long as neither of you are getting motion sickness, which actually means you're getting way too much input for your vestibular system. All right, the next system I'm going to talk about is your proprioceptive system. So let's feel it first. Close your eyes unless you're driving. Now, touch your nose and your head. All right, open your eyes. How did you know it was there? Well, that is your proprioceptive system telling you where you are in space. Our proprioceptive system also keeps us regulated as well. So if we're having any conversations that bring up some big feelings, these sensory tools help a lot. When we are needing more proprioceptive input, it shows up as dropping objects like your keys randomly, bumping into objects, being clumsy or injury prone, and not realizing how much force you're using with people or objects. So if you're one of those people who tends to grab a drink only to spill it everywhere, that's your proprioceptive system needing a little bit more regulation. All right, so what are the individual tools you can use for this? Using resistive fidgets. That means the ones that take a lot of effort to squeeze. That's a great way to get proprioceptive input. Wall presses, pressing your hands together, or even using a TheraBand to engage your muscles are good tools to use in a conversation or just throughout the day. If you find that working out makes your brain function better, one of the reasons is because of the proprioceptive and vestibular input you are getting from it. All right, so what are the partner tools you can use? First one, bear hugs. Yep, giving each other a big squeeze and hug when you see each other before you start a conversation, or when you start realizing the conversation is going in a different direction than what you want. This is a great way to stay connected and get some of those sensory needs met. The other is a weighted ball toss. Tossing a ball back and forth, especially outside, and if it's weighted, really helps a conversation flow. I use this with couples all the time for when they're having hard conversations or when practicing a skill like validation. When couples come into my office frustrated, they are wanting the same thing: to be connected, to be understood, and to work together as a team. They are often surprised at how well these tools make it easier to communicate. If you want to learn more, I have courses, free resources, a lot of things on social media, and more on my website, AnitaRobertson.com. I hope you can stay curious about your hidden senses and discover what works best for you. Thanks for listening.
Wait, before you go, we here at ADDA depend on the kindness of strangers and friends like you. So consider joining ADDA or donating at add.org/donate. Thanks so much. See you tomorrow.